This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. If you planted seeds indoors, you're seeing sprouts now. Now is the time to give them some extra attention. The University of Minnesota Extension says one of the most common problems affecting seedlings is damping off. This problem is caused by a number of pathogens that I can't pronounce, but results in seedlings collapsing at the base of the stem. And you can often see fungus growing where the stem meets the soil. If your seedlings get disease, in all likelihood, they'll die. To prevent damping off, I'm going to assume you started with clean materials. The first thing to check now is that they're receiving enough light. Seedlings will grow toward it. If that light is coming sideways through a window, you should hang artificial light above them and about 4 to 6 inches from the top of the seedlings. Consistent watering is also very important. Watering from the bottom, adding water to the bottom of the tray versus pouring water over the top, is a great way to reduce the time you spend watering and to ensure more even watering. It can also help to prevent disease by keeping the foliage of your seedlings dry. Overwatering is a problem too. If you have seedlings that are tipping over from the top, they may have a condition known as epinasty. When your soil is waterlogged, it becomes hypoxic or oxygen deprived. Be sure to check my website, gardenby.com, for more information, including what to do if you have hard water. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.